On April 29th, the Metropolitan Opera held their 2018 Met Opera National Council auditions in New York City, and Iowa had a winner. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum for the Iowa Art Showcase. Iowa has had winners before, and in the recent past, Ames soprano Julia Faulkner was a winner. Sioux City tenor John Osborne won in 1994. Tenor Eric Cutler from Adele won in 1998, and in 1999, mezzo-soprano Stacy Richoy won, and now in 2018, Iowa City soprano Jessica Faisalt won. And we're very fortunate to have Jessica joining us today, and thank you so much for joining us, Jessica, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Wow, what a whirlwind you've been on. And you're under contract right now with the Florida Grand Opera, so you've been over the top busy. Just tell us a little bit about how your life has been these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been incredible. I'm a studio artist with the Florida Grand Opera right now, so I'm living in Miami, Florida. But I was able to get a release and get the time off to go do the voice competition in New York. So I flew in and did the whole competition. And then since I've been back, we're finishing our season here. And we have a couple of our own final concerts. One is going to be in Fort Lauderdale and one in Miami. So I've been preparing for that. Yeah, since I've been back, it's been just quite a whirlwind. My family was able to join me in New York, which was incredible. And, you know, I've been floating on clouds basically since. It's been really exciting.
Probably a little bit surreal, but to get to this point, we know you had to work for it very, very hard, and you've been singing for a long time. You received your bachelor's with honors from the University of Iowa and also your master's from the University of Cincinnati, the College Conservatory of Music. So tell us about your path to the Metropolitan Opera National Council auditions.
Well, it's been quite a journey. The first time that I ever really heard about the National Council auditions, I had just started at University of Iowa. I was a freshman, and I was exposed to the documentary called The Audition, which was put out in 2007 by the Metropolitan Opera. And they basically did a documentary on the singers who made it to the semifinal round in New York, and they followed them through that entire week process. And so they showed them arriving in New York, and you know, it was the whole journey that I got to go through. And so seeing that as a freshman, it was hugely inspiring. I remember thinking like, oh, that's something I really want to do. You know, that just looks amazing. It was, you know, the top level and the top opera house. And so, yeah, that was really my first inspiration. And at the time, the rules were you had to be 21 to audition. And so when I turned 21, I decided to sing at the Iowa District, which was in Ames. And yeah, I sang. They typically bring in three judges. And that year, my first year, I made it on. And then I went on to the St. Paul, Minnesota round, which is the regional. That's the next step. And I got an encouragement award. So obviously, you know, for me, that worked because that was a huge encouragement. I felt, you know, really excited about the competition. So then from that point on, I decided to audition every single year. And every year I had advanced one place up. So then the next year when I auditioned, I made it to regionals and then I got third. The next year, then second, first. And that was in 2017. And when you get first place at a regional, you're then advanced to New York City for the semifinals. So that was last year for me. I got to go to the semifinals and I sang that first round on the stage of the Met with the piano. But that year, I unfortunately didn't advance on. But then now this past year, I've, you know, auditioned again and then ended up making it all the way. So, yeah, that was kind of the journey. It was five consecutive years and, yeah, a lot of hard work. And I really made a commitment to the competition. I felt it was a goal of mine. And so it made it incredibly rewarding to win. I just, you know, it was all those years of traveling to these different districts and regionals and, you know, applying and putting in the time. And yeah, finally it paid off. So it was really exciting.
You had also visited the Met earlier.
Right. The first time that I actually ever visited the Met was during a trip with my older brother. He had just graduated from University of Iowa, and I was still a student there. So my parents, as kind of a graduation gift to him, and you know, they knew that I was getting so excited about opera and interested, and so they decided to send us both on a trip to New York City. So we stayed for about a week, and we got to see a lot of different shows. I mean, we were exposed to, you know, the classic New York culture. We, you know, rode the subway for the first time. We saw the Rockettes. It was kind of around Christmas time, too, so it was very idealistic New York. And we decided to go see the Met because that was a big thing on my to-do list, you know. So we showed up, and we had heard about that they give these backstage tours. So we decided that would be, you know, a great way to see it for the first time, kind of get the history and the backstage look. So we showed up at the lobby for the tour, and they just happened to have two spots left. So we got the very last two spots. We signed up. So we're on the tour, and our tour guide, she brought us to the back of the stage, and we weren't quite able to go up to the front of the stage at this point because they were putting on a set for the show that evening. So we were standing towards the back, and she was describing to us how they have so many employees at the Met and so many people, how many hands it takes to put these things together. And she just kind of offhand said, well, would anybody here like to have a job at the Met someday? And my hand shot up, you know, and she said, oh, you know, are you an aspiring singer? And I said, yeah, you know, I'm studying my bachelor's, and I'm working on a role right now. And so she said, oh, well, would you like to sing for the group? So I decided that I would sing something from the opera I was working on, which was the University of Iowa's production of La Clemenza di Tito. So I sang a little bit of Vitellia's aria. And the coolest part about it was there were all these workers all over the stage. There were drills going off, hammers, you know, and I started to sing. And as I sang, the whole room went silent and all the workers listened. And then when I finished, they all just erupted in applause. And that for me was really, really special. It, you know, here's all these blue collar workers, and it was amazing. They took the time to stop and applaud me. So that really left a lasting impression on me.
Tell us about some of the awards you have won, because you have three pages of awards. Just give us a thumbnail outline of some of the highlights of some of the things you've been doing.
So after my master's, I took a year and I worked on a lot of different roles and coachings. And I coached with Sherry Rhodes of Coraville quite a bit. And that was a really great year. We worked on some different roles. And then I was also preparing for some competitions. So there was a competition in North Carolina called the Marcello Giordani International Voice Competition. And he is a famous tenor who has sung all over the world and kind of has his own foundation. And so I did that voice competition. And then I had also done one in Columbus, Ohio, that was the Cooper Bing voice competition. And yeah, I got a second place award at that. So I had a lot of great successes with competitions. That was even just this past year. And then there was an international competition as well that I sang for that was specifically for dramatic sopranos. And that was called the Elizabeth Connell Prize. And that I actually had my audition for at the Met as well. It was not associated with the Met, but they had, you know, rented their space to use for the audition. So that was another exciting time I got to be at the Met, and I made it to the semifinal round of that competition as well. And that was really one of the first competitions where I had been put in a category with people from around the world, many countries. And so that was really exciting for me. I was one of the USA singers. So yeah, that's a few of the competitions I've been a part of.
So Jessica, tell us, what does winning this competition with the Met, what does that mean for you and for your career?
The Metropolitan Opera National Council auditions is considered one of the top voice competitions in the world, really. And the Met is considered the top opera house in the U.S. So what that means for a singer typically is that it's the launching of your career. By singing there, both at the semifinal and final rounds, there are representatives from opera companies and management agencies, and there are people from the business that come for both of those. And so really, it's almost like the ultimate audition, you know, like you're getting heard by everyone in the industry. So it really is kind of almost like first introduction to the business, and you're getting put in a very good light that the, you know, the Met is almost recommending you to the entire industry. So it's going to definitely mean a lot of attention with companies and agencies, and they're definitely going to be watching and following you now, and they start to reach out, and you know, there may be agents interested and companies that start considering you for roles. So really, it means everything. It's the start of an international career.
Where are you going to go next? What's up for you next?
Unfortunately, it hasn't quite been released to the press yet, so I'm not able to say a lot about what's next, but I do have an engagement coming up. I'll start in August, and I'll be with a company for a year in the U.S. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to a move in August.
Well, don't forget about your Iowa roots and all the people in Iowa that love you now.
Absolutely not. That's a huge part of my strength and my secret. I have so many people who follow me and support me from Iowa, and I joke to people that I always kind of find an Iowa connection out in the music world, because you would be surprised how many different pianists and coaches and teachers and things I've run into that are from Iowa, and I always have to say, there's my Iowa connection, you know. So, yeah, no, absolutely. I have a lot of support.
And one summer you spent as a young artist with the Des Moines Metro Opera.
Yeah, I got to sing with the Des Moines Metro Opera. I was an apprentice artist and was involved in, they did a production of Traviata. It was a great experience. And I'd like to say thank you to everyone that's given me support. You know, I've been a part of a lot of different organizations in Iowa, and that helped me get my start. I started, you know, first singing with, I was with like an Iowa City Girls Chorus, and I took some lessons at the Prusel School of Music in Iowa. I also was able to start singing some musicals when I was younger with the Iowa City Community Theater. And I even, during the flood years in Iowa City, because I got my bachelor's in 2010 to 2014. So during that time, including Laxamenza di Tito, we were in the Englert Theater. So that was a great, you know, I got to be kind of a part of performing in that historic theater. And, you know, the University of Iowa did a great job of having really nice accommodations while we were in the flood years. We were, you know, split between Clinton Street buildings and also in the old Capitol Mall. I appreciate, you know, everything that they did for me. And it's been an amazing journey. And I thank everybody who supported me.
Iowa Public Radio Classical will be broadcasting the 2018 Metropolitan Opera National Council Auditions Concert this Sunday at noon, and again on Sunday, May 27th at noon on Iowa Public Radio Classical. And that concert will feature winner soprano Jessica Faisalt and one of the finalists, mezzo-soprano Megan Gray, both Iowa natives. And to hear more comments from Jessica, please go to the Iowa Arts Showcase page at iowapublicradio.org. Thanks for today's Iowa Arts Showcase interview goes to IPR's Phil Moss and Chris Fenton. And a big thank you and a big congratulations today to one of the 2018 Metropolitan Opera National Council audition winners, soprano Jessica Faisalt. And thanks again, Jessica.
Thank you so much.